Got Riverside cross country coach Alex Oliver with us as his group of three individuals gets ready to head to Fort Dodge on Friday morning. Coach, a couple of girls runners in the field. Talk about these two and what the expectation is for them up there.
Yeah, I'm really excited for these two girls. They've worked really hard throughout the season. Bailey Richardson is a freshman. She had quite a bit of success in the junior high circuit and now is ready to show up and work hard at state. She had a really tight finish at qualifier. She was ninth, but could have easily been 11th. She had a great finish there for us and has improved throughout the season. And then Carly Henderson on the other side played in a really exciting volleyball match last night to get them into the regional finals. And in her spare time, she gets good workouts in with cross country. She's been rated as high as 13th. And I really, really think if all the pieces fall into place, she has a chance to end up on the deck in Fort Dodge.
To get a couple of girls runners, what's that mean for your program? Kind of continue the tradition of advancing people onto state.
You know, this is the first time I've ever had more than one girl at state, so that's exciting. It's a step in the right direction. The girls' team placed fourth at qualifier. They were 1 point out of third. As a team, that's the highest we've ever been. So that's definitely a really good step for us. Simultaneously with volleyball having great success. So it's a good spot for our girls' programs in general at Riverside.
In this season, I mean, you've had some girls dual sport with success, and you've had some newcomers come in and contribute. How have you been able to get more involvement there with your girls' team?
I just keep selling the plan, the goal to have success. I think that some girls realize that cross country is a viable option for them, that they might have thought it was a challenge or too hard or too far to run. But seeing the people that are doing it and that knowing that they can handle those situations has been really positive for our girls' mindset in general.
Mason McCready goes back to state. He ran there last year. What are your expectations for him this time around?
Last year, we were just kind of figuring it out and excited he made it. This year, the goal was for him to place higher at qualifier. And we actually had a pretty tough individual qualifier. I didn't realize it was going to be as stout individually as it was. Now the goal is to run faster at state and to move up quite a few spots. I really think if he runs well, he's a top 40 guy at state, and I don't see any reason why he can't come out and perform like that.
I mean, the team, that was obviously a bummer. They very narrowly missed out, but how motivated does that make the group for next season?
I think it puts them in a good headspace. I know for my seniors, they were pretty crushed. I know for me, I was bummed for them. I talked to a few of them afterwards, and the idea is just to get them there next year. I know some of the younger guys are trying to figure out, you know, who can they ask to run with them, just similar to the girls this year, to make it a more balanced and a stronger team.
Coach, thank you for your time. Good luck in Fort Dodge.
I appreciate it. Thank you.